From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Con la influencia de tu mirada, puedo hacer lo mejor de mí, puedo sacarlo afuera.
I've been getting a lot of comments lately about how our recent shows have been a little bit grim, a little bit sad, and kind of depressing. I kind of think maybe this has to do with the weather. We're in Washington, D.C., and it's super cold, it's super cloudy.
Well, I got good news for all of you. Today's show, we've got an explosion of new music to heat things up.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Turn your space heaters on high and put on your bikinis. This is Alt Latino. So I thought it was appropriate to start the show with this song because it's a song about summer, about summer love. The song is called I Hope We Don't Get Killed This Summer. It's by an Argentine band called La Ola Que Quería Ser Chao.
Explain that name.
So ola means a wave, like an ocean wave, and it also means hello. So the name means the ocean wave that wanted to be goodbye. It also means the hello that wanted to be goodbye.
Clever.
It's clever, and it goes to show this is a band with a lot of sense of humor. They're kind of leading this indie rock scene that is really bubbling in Argentina right now. I left Argentina right after 2002 when everything kind of collapsed. There was a huge financial collapse, and I remember all the bands back then were super political and aggressive and serious. And post-collapse, there's been kind of this resurgence of bands that are very tongue-in-cheek, you know, talking about very mundane, fun things, just fun bands.
I almost feel like I have sand in my chanclas just listening to this song. Okay, now from Argentina, let's go up to Brazil. Are we in Brazil or are we in Oakland?
This is Suzuka Poderosa, who is from Brazil, but she lives in New York right now.
Ah, there you go.
And this is the song Celular, or Cell Phone. And it's another playful, very funny song about just having your cell phone in your bag and it just keeps vibrating and you just can't get to it and it won't stop vibrating. She is doing the style known as funk or funk carioca, Rio funk or favela funk. And it's this dance music from Rio de Janeiro, which became super popular in the 80s and in the 90s in the ghetto areas, in the favelas. It's a lot like rap. You know, they talk about poverty, racial pride, violence, injustice, a lot of sex. It's been criticized, but it's also a huge genre in Brazil.
Well, when I mentioned Oakland in the beginning, because it sounds with that big, heavy bass beat, you know, it sounds like the sound coming from lowriders going up and down, you know, the Mission in San Francisco. It's got a heavy hip-hop, rap thing going there. What kind of Brazilian elements do they have in there?
They use a lot of electronic drum loops and a lot of traditional Brazilian hand drums on a loop. So it's really popular in Europe. It hasn't quite caught on here in the US, but I have a feeling this girl, Suzuka Poderosa, is going to bring it.
Celular antigo que é estilo tijolão. Eu sei que ele é estranho, mas está à disposição. Se você pega nele, vai sentir a vibração. Os probleminha dele é que é pesado e é grandão. Não cabe no seu bolso, quem dirá na sua mão.
Não parei para atender, eu deixei ele tocar.
Suzuka Poderosa's life story is super interesting, you know, as much as her music is. It kind of is like a Wes Anderson movie or something. She was born in Brazil, and she grew up in the Cayman Islands. Then she moves to New York to study to be a jazz improvisation singer. And then she just starts working as a DJ and a bartender, and now she's doing this.
All of the above, that's great.
Similar phenomenon to what we just heard, which is funk, Brazilian baile funk, happened in Argentina with cumbia, or what became known as cumbia villera, which is cumbia as we know it, but really chopped and screwed.
Chopped and screwed, what's that?
You know, like slowed down, almost syrupy, similar to what rappers in the South here in the U.S. did. And it, very raunchy lyrics. I mean, they would make some rappers blush, actually. And a lot of also lyrics about social alienation and crime and a lot of sex. Well, here's a CD I got over the weekend by Argentine group Fantasma. Is called Encantador de Serpientes, or Snake Charmer, hence the Middle Eastern tinge. Cumbia itself comes from so many different elements, and Argentine style of cumbia, which a lot of people don't like, a lot of people feel is like a bastardization of cumbia, but it comes from all the different types of cumbia, especially Peruvian cumbia and the use of electric guitar and a lot of Bolivian rhythms, and definitely the use of the accordion in Colombia, a little bit of Mexican cumbia sprinkled in there.
Cumbia has become so malleable, so adaptable to different things and different styles. I love it.
And that's one of the things, last year was like the year of cumbia in Latin alternative.
What I like about what's happening with cumbia is that it's so organic. It's what didn't happen to salsa. Because salsa, if you go to different countries, Puerto Rico, Colombia, they all have their same styles, but it sounds pretty much the same. You're still playing mambo, you're still playing Cuban son. Musically, each country adds its own thing, granted, but it's still basically the same, and a lot of it's polished and kind of sometimes cheesy. But the rebirth of cumbia, it's like completely broken down and reassembled. The basic rhythm is there, but there's all these other factors that make it so much more interesting.
It's not for everyone, but it's also the soundtrack of my adolescence.
It's great, I love it. Can't get enough cumbia, man.
Really?
No.
It's just kind of like those trends that everyone is doing a cumbia. I mean, everyone. I have a fortress of CDs of cumbia remakes and cumbia electronica, and I don't know, it's like skinny jeans or something.
Skinny jeans? I don't get the reference.
Like, by the time you know it's a trend, it's getting, like, it's to over. Be a pain in the butt.
I don't know about that.
What I'm trying to say is stop wearing skinny jeans, Felix.
Okay, Jazz, we're going to go from cumbia to hip-hop with a couple of guys from Oakland, California called Los Racas. And I met these guys at the Latin Alternative Music Conference last year in New York. They had just done a killer showcase, burned the house down. This is a single called Calle.
Siempre domina el papi de tu novia, hermana, vos prima, el dun. Mi nombre jamás se le olvida. Es mejor que se pongan las pilas o vayan a vender su culo en la esquina. Sea como sea, no están en mi liga. Ustedes se quedaron y yo fui hacia arriba.
I'm so excited about these guys.
You know, Jasmine, when you saw them in New York, you didn't really like them.
A lot of rap, to me, doesn't always sound good when it's in a big, huge concert venue live.
Okay, I can give you that.
And you know what happened? Later, as I got to know them and they started to release singles, I just became totally fascinated with them. I really appreciate a group or a musician or a band that convinces me, that just says, wait, no, this is good stuff. And with them, this happened. I mean, listen, this Panamanian duo has been releasing singles like one after another. So they're working their butts off. And every single sounds better. I mean, I totally admit, when I first saw them, I was like, I don't know. But now I can't stop listening to them. And there's some merit in that. Not everything has to be love at first listen.
They did do a good show.
You liked the show a lot.
I thought they were great. But you're right. And I think some of it has to do with the studio stuff, too, because you have more control over the sound in the studio whenever they're putting together this song like this. And, you know, they're taking that Afro-Panamanian thing and really doing great things with it.
Mientras yo tengo lo que me respalda, una glow que te quita hasta la sarna. No es broma, coge calma. Mandando sus papeles y se comportan peor que mujeres. Hey, como un salvaje, vine a demostrarle que en verdad yo sí soy. Calle, soy un soldado con mi concha asado. Calle, y cuando a mí me vean siempre estoy.
These guys are testaments to the fact that there is good Spanish language rap. I mean, they've found their voice, and especially Dun Dun, who I'm a huge fan of right now. He sounds like a machine gun. Like, he's spitting these lyrics out like a machine gun. He could compete with any exciting new rapper in English language rap.
Okay, Jazz, speaking of Latin rappers who have taken it to the next level, now we've got a new release from a rapper who is in a league of her own. One of our favorites, Chilean Ana Tijoux.
Tú me dices nunca es tarde, mi persona no hace arte, pero tú me dices nunca es tarde, mi persona no hace arte, pero hay gente muy cobarde que solo quiere pisarte. Yo solo quiero aferrarme en lo que creo, no quebrarme. Llegó la hora de contarte. Empecé en la Santa Carol, el camino del solista no se empieza del todo sola. Las rimas, las pololas, las baterías, las pistolas, las canciones, las camaradas desplegadas para inspirarte más. Así mismo nos encontrábamos en la plaza, con los cassettes pintados, eso nada lo reemplaza. Esa sensación que estábamos moviendo el planeta, que la beta era ponerse por completo la camiseta. Es parte de la historia que llevamos en carpeta, la neta la marca el color de nuestra gran paleta. Tú me dices nunca.
Why are you sitting there with your mouth open?
That's the theme to MASH, the TV show MASH. What? In the background.
I don't know, I've never seen that show.
It's played on marimbas.
Well, listen.
It's really, okay. That's great. It's
don't
really fascinating.
Excited. This is Ana Tijoux's Elephant mixtape, which was released last week. Let me tell you something. Listen to Ana Tijoux. Ana Tishu is taking it to another level. I don't think I know any rapper who is doing it like she's doing it in Spanish. Lyrically, she's a poet. She's a storyteller. She's also playing with rhythm. It's like if you understand Spanish, you'd see how she breaks the syllables. It's like the words are plastic and she's melting it and remolding the words. Instead of saying Los Ángeles en la altura, she says Los Ángeles en la altura. She just totally rearranged the emphasis of the syllable, but it sounds perfect.
Definieron mi plano, tú, yo y nosotros. Nada más bello que pensar en nosotros dos. Es el momento en que todo estaba escrito. Quizás fue natural, quizás fue tan solo destino. Tú, yo y nosotros. Nada más bello que construirnos de los dos. Ciertas cosas no tienen explicaciones. Solo hay que vivirlas en todas sus proyecciones, en todos sus rincones y en todas sus formas, en todas sus tramas y en todas sus normas. Empaparse de lo que llaman locura. Y si es locura, es la más bella, la más pura, la que procura hacerte sentir luego sin censura. El que te sulfura como Los Ángeles en altura. No estabas en mis planes, ni estabas en mis manos. No estabas en mis cartas repartidas este año. Tú buscas de mi enigma, yo busco tu mecanismo. ¿Qué importa si al final tú y yo somos lo mismo?
This is amazing. The way it just transitioned.
Oh, listen
to this. This is awesome.
This is the kind of music I would play if I was sitting in a balcony on a summer night with a glass of wine. It's just loungy in that sexy, beautiful way.
This is Alt Latino, and we're listening this week to new music that is fresh, warm, and blooming with energy to keep us warm in these dog days of winter.
Felix, I'm ready to hear your musical pick for this week.
Hit it.
Está suelto en el aire el olor de la era. Se están cocinando nuevas formas de existencia. Ritmos encontrados, mágicos encuentros, luchas y viejos rencores. En la calle a mi lado crecen mitos y dragones. Escuché el crujir, no lo quiero dejar ir. Me construyo razones para no desistir. Nada va a acabar, acaba de comenzar. En la cresta de la ola, 2012 Gaia. Nada va a acabar, acaba de comenzar. En la cresta de la ola, 2012 Bogotá.
This is called A Riot, and it's by a guy named Amos Piñeros. Now, Amos Piñeros is from Bogota, and he was in a band called Ultrageno. And from like 96 to 2004, they were a really hardcore industrial rock band. Really hardcore, really pesado, really heavy. Which was interesting to me because it was the same time that the violence was really intense in Colombia. They were really popular. They were popular with critics, they were popular with fans, and I'm thinking that maybe it's that what was going on in the country had a lot to do with why they were popular, because that was a really depressing time, and maybe their music reflected some of that. This album that he has out, called El Final de la Era, is a look back at some of the songs from the band, and they're done a little differently, but as you can hear, they're still pretty heavy. It's very plodding in a way. Nothing's really up, nothing's very fast tempo, but it just rocks really hard.
Acaba de comenzar en la cresta de la ola 2012 Gaia. Nada va a acabar. Acaba de comenzar en la cresta de la ola 2012 Bogotá. Nada va a acabar. Acaba de comenzar en la cresta de la ola 2012 Gaia. Nada va a acabar. Acaba de comenzar en la cresta de la ola 2012 Bogotá.
So far, we've had a bumping show full of energy. I just want to wind down and go a little more rock and roll, get a more relaxed feel. Almost like, you know, when the break of dawn comes and you leave a club and go get some breakfast and watch the sunrise.
se queda ansia si no se puede dar. Lo que está fuera es el final. Yo no por ti, tú no por mí, por dentro rugirá. De tanta piedra quebradiza vino a caer.
Camila Moreno from Chile, and this is off of her recent album Al Mismo Tiempo, or At the Same Time, and this song is Lo Cierto, or What is True. We spotlighted this song on our blog, npr.org/altlatino, and I like this song a lot. It's about finding a higher love, like a spiritual love, about not only having love between two people, but about finding something bigger than you and then your neighbor and then your boyfriend. She kind of has one foot planted in Chile's very rich folk music tradition, and the other one in like a more young rock and roll style. Not only are her lyrics very picturesque, but her voice is so unique. I feel like it's almost lodged somewhere in her throat that not everyone can access that type of voice. She always leaves me speechless with all of her work. Today's show in Mexico.
Órale.
With a band that's originally from Zacatecas. This is Enjambre with the song Visita.
Te pido me perdones por
Didn't we have another band from Zacatecas recently?
Yes, Los Románticos de Zacatecas.
This is a great song. I like these guys.
This is off of their CD Daltónico, or Colorblind. And it was released last year. This is a song about a guy who, I guess he's dating someone really special. And he goes through the whole week thinking about her. And all he wants is for her to come live with him. Move in with me, baby.
These are like leftovers from our show last week, from our Valentine's Day show. I like this continuation. But at the same time, it gives me the whole summer tropical breeze vibe.
It's very like the euphoria of love.
And it just takes my mind off this cold, which is what the whole point of the show was. Good call. Okay, that's been our show for this week. It's been a little taste of summer breeze in the middle of winter.
And there's always good music playing on our daily blog, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Facebook.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. And with our producer, Mike Katzeff.
Thanks, Mike.
This has been Alt Latino.